Those drafting the upcoming budget face a formidable set of challenges: the mammoth and still growing debt burden, the skyrocketing cost of living for the poor, and the seemingly intractable trade deficit, to name just a few. But by far the biggest challenge is the mismatch between income and expenses. This has led the government to run a perennial budget deficit. Of course, this is a situation that cannot continue forever. If the government were a corporation, it would have been declared bankrupt years ago. There are only two ways to address this problem: increase tax revenues or decrease expenses. On the latter, there's much the government can do to curb needless extravagance. Think of the number of cabinet ministers it supports and their ancillary costs, or the number of MNAs and MPAs in our assemblies, whose presence or absence has zero impact on the country. But ultimately, cutting expenses is a game of diminishing returns. You can trim the fat only so far before you get to the meat. So, the solution to the budget deficit must rely on boosting revenues. And here lies the real problem. Pakistan is perhaps the only country in the world that gives its citizens the option to pay taxes or not. We have a whole category of people called non-filers who can legally refuse to be part of the tax net. Only a slim and some might say foolish minority has opted to become filers, actually submitting tax returns. In an effort to improve tax compliance without broadening enforcement capacity, this filer versus non-filer distinction was introduced through the Finance Act 2013 under the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, PMLN, government. It allowed the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, to impose differential withholding tax rates on certain transactions like vehicle registration, banking, and real estate based on taxpayer status. This had several goals: encouraging non-filers to register and become filers, using third-party withholding as a substitute for weak enforcement, and generating quick revenue from high-volume transactions. Despite some early gains in revenue collection, the system created a host of negative consequences. It spawned a parallel economy which, rather than pushing non-filers into the formal system, effectively legalized non-compliance by allowing them to continue operating, albeit at a higher cost. Instead of enforcing mandatory return filing, the government began collecting advance taxes from non-filers on transactions such as vehicle registration, bank withdrawals, and real estate deals. This turned non-compliance into a revenue stream. Many prefer to remain non-filers and simply absorb the higher withholding tax. It's often cheaper and less risky than formal registration. Cash-based and undocumented businesses continue to function outside the tax net, limiting the impact of broader economic reforms.